This is St. Louis Public Radio. What do mail-order sex dolls and CPR dummies have in common? They're both life-sized and lifelike, but they're also the focus of an exhibition opening Friday at the Contemporary Art Museum. Photographer Laurie Simmons is the creator of Two Boys and the Love Doll, showing at the Grand Center Institution. She's been making statements about sexism and society for 40 years. Simmons is also the mother of Lena Dunham, creator and star of the HBO series called Girls. The TV show followed the success of Dunham's breakout film, Tiny Furniture. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with curator Jeffrey Uslip, who says the meaning of Simmons' latest exhibition boils down to a series of questions.
Why would a photographer use a female latex sex doll, dress her up in human clothing, situate her in real-life situations, and document her engaging in real-life activities? What is it about this latex doll that serves as a cipher? Why use a sex doll? How and why are you blurring the boundaries between the real and the unreal? And as a female photographer, how might that question issues of contemporary feminism?
And the CPR dummies, what kind of questions does that raise?
Well, what you'll be seeing is a male CPR dummy with his eyes closed and mouth open, wearing jeans and a hooded sweatshirt, staring into a laptop. And in the photograph, the light from the laptop is serving as the illumination of the photograph. And so what you see here is a male doll whose role is to train people to resuscitate human beings, staring at a laptop, staring blankly at a laptop. So we're immediately engaging in a lack of human connectivity, right? So instead of engaging with a person on a one-to-one level, he's dealing with communication through the internet. Yet, the doll itself is meant to be physically engaged with to breathe life into a human that needs to be resuscitated. So the question is, how are we thinking through real-world first-person interactions in 2015?
What do you need to know about Laurie Simmons' evolution to appreciate these works?
I don't think you have to know anything about Laurie or her backstory to understand the work and to understand its intellectual and emotional resonance. I think when you do know Laurie's history and you do know her deep investment in issues of appropriation, but also feminist issues, and how Laurie was using the doll as a way of interrogating and examining these larger issues in America, you start to understand how her work has evolved from the dollhouses of the 1970s to the sex dolls and CPR dummies in the late 2000s.
And then, of course, you can't talk about Laurie Simmons anymore without talking about Lena Dunham.
Actually, you can.
But I think a lot of people, it brings to mind Tiny Furniture, which seems to have connections with her mother's work, would you say?
I would say that. Lena and Laurie have collaborated quite a bit on many projects, and I think you can really see the influence of Laurie's work in Lena's work, and I think they have a very important dialogue between mother and daughter, but also an extension of this way of working and a way of being in the world and questioning certain cultural existences.